Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, Back Porch Music on the Lawn at American Tobacco Amphitheater is back for another season. The phone number there is 919-433-1566. The concerts are free and held on Thursday evenings from 6 to 9 p.m. On May 14th, it is John Howie Jr. and the Rosewood Bluff along with Tonk. When North Carolina's honky-tonk heroes, the $2 Pistols, broke up in 2008, lead singer-songwriter John Howie Jr. already had the seeds planted for a new group, thus the Rosewood Bluff. Tonk creates original country music that is heavily influenced by the great masters of the late 60s to mid-70s. May 28th, it is Scythian, named after Ukrainian nomads. Scythian plays immigrant rock with thunderous energy, technical prowess, and storytelling songwriting, beckoning crowds into a barn dance rock concert experience. June 11th at American Tobacco Amphitheater, Jim White versus the Packway Handle Band. Jim White's not your average singer-songwriter. His hallucinatory blend of country, folk, and rock puts his music in its own category of cool. The Packway Handle Band is a high-energy roots grass outfit based out of Athens, Georgia. Consisting of five members, the band has been recording and touring for over a decade. June 25th, the Gravy Boys. The Gravy Boys, of course, hail from the Raleigh-Durham area and perform acoustic Americana music that draws deep from the well of country's diverse musical heritage. July 30th, at the American Tobacco Amphitheater, the Jeff Austin Band. Mandolinist Jeff Austin is unstoppable. He is celebrated for his fleet fingers and penchant for improvisation on stage, but those qualities also speak volumes about how he chooses to live. August 13th, Music Maker All-Star Review. The members there, Eddie Tigner, Pee Wee Hayes, Albert White, Nasheed Abdul, and Artie Dean. August 27th at American Tobacco Amphitheater, American Aquarium. For nearly a decade, members of American Aquarium have spent the majority of their days on the road, burning through a sprawl of highways during the day and playing hours of raw, rootsy rock and roll at night. And to close out the Back Porch Music on the Lawn series for 2015, September 10th, it is Chatham County Line. Chatham County Line is an American bluegrass musical group formed in Raleigh in 1999 from members of the band Stillhouse. The band has released seven albums. Moving on to Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham, the phone number's there, 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. March 26th through the 29th at Carolina Theater, Utopia Unlimited. Monday, March 30th, Martin Sexton. Remember that mixtape your friend made you way back when? The one that's etched in your soul? Martin Sexton's new album, Mixtape of the Open Road, is that musical cross-country trip, blazing through all territories of style as you cruise through time and place. Tickets are $40. Show is at 8. Wednesday, April 1st at Carolina Theater, Asleep at the Wheel. Tickets start at $37. The concert starts at 8. Thursday, April 2nd, Rihanna Gittens with special guest Bi Byman. Gittens is a former member of the Grammy Award-winning African-American folk interpreters, Carolina Chocolate Drops. Tickets start at $25. Friday, April 3rd, Boney James. Four-time Grammy nominee Boney James has returned with a dynamic, genre-busting album, The Beat. Tickets start at $37. The show starts at 8. Saturday, April 4th, it is Cassandra Wilson. Tickets start at $42. This is a celebration of Billie Holiday. Monday, April 13th, film Acoustic with Patterson Hood of Drive-By Truckers, live on stage, screening and discussion of the movie Network. Tickets cost $15. Tuesday, April 14th, Corey Henry and the Funk Apostles, The Nth Power. Corey Henry is a multi-instrumentalist and producer with a catalog worthy of a man twice his age. His primary instrument is the organ, and he began playing at the age of 2. At the age of 6, he competed at the Apollo Theater and made it to the finalist round. Tickets start at $24. At Carolina Theater on Thursday, April 16th, it's Curious George. Performances at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. Thursday, April 16th, the Eden Rachel Project. This show is at 8. Tickets start at $30. Friday, April 17th, Dennis DeYoung with the Music of Styx. Tickets start at $37. Saturday, April 18th, Hot Tuna. From their days playing together as teenagers to their current acoustic and electric blues, probably no one has more consistently led American music for the last 50 years. Tickets start at $27. Sunday, April 19th at Carolina Theater, a very special solo evening with Joan Armatrading. Award-winning singer-songwriter's world tour will be her first as a solo performer, as well as her final major tour. Although the celebrated UK singer-songwriter plans to continue performing on occasion, she's decided not to undertake large-scale tours in the future. Tickets start at $37. Wednesday, April 22nd, The Price is Right Live. The Price is Right Live is the hit interactive stage show that gives eligible individuals the chance to come on down to win. Prizes may include appliances, vacations, and possibly a new car. Playing to near sold-out audiences for nearly 9 years, The Price is Right Live has given away more than $10 million in cash and prizes and sold more than 1.2 million tickets. Tickets for this event start at $30. The shows are at 6 and 9 p.m. Thursday, April 23rd, Jimmy Webb and Carla Bonoff. And then on Tuesday, April 28th, The Jungle Book, part of the Arts Discovery Education Series, with performances at 9:50 a.m. and 11:20 a.m. The schedule at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road is getting longer. The events coming up for this spring and summer. Friday, April 3rd, Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band. That starts at 5:30. Friday, April 10th, Teacup Gin at 3:20. Friday, April 17th, The Beast at 5:30. Friday, April 24th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves, 5:30. Sunday, May 3rd, Finlan and Magnoni present Carolina Portrait, songs and piano works by Kenneth Frizzell. That's at 3 p.m. Friday, May 8th, Sidecar Social Club, 5:30. Also 5:30 on Friday, May 15th, David Dyer Trio. Sunday, May 17th, Family Renaissance Fair. Step back in time for an afternoon of merriment, music, games, traditional craft demonstrations, and art-making activities. Princesses and kings, pirates and comedians, fairies and jugglers are just some of the people you will encounter in the Renaissance Village. Activities take place indoors and out. Rain or shine starts at noon. That's the Family Renaissance Fair at the North Carolina Museum of Art on Sunday, May 17th. Friday, May 22nd, Onyx Club Boys at 5:30. Saturday, May 23rd, Lake Street Dive at 8 p.m. Friday, May 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. Friday, June 12th, Brandy Carlisle at 8 p.m. And Friday, June 19th, Nico Case at 8 p.m. That's all at the North Carolina Museum of Art. The phone number there, 919-839-6262. All righty, we're going to move on to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The phone number there is 919-996-8700. On Friday, March 27th, Catholic Schools Live, a visual and performing arts showcase, Fletcher Opera Theater. All tickets are $9.50 plus taxes and fees, extra Ticketmaster fees if purchased online. Monday, April 6th, an evening with Amanda Palmer, Fletcher Opera Theater at 8, tickets $32.14 to $42.14. Friday, April 10th, Symphony Fantastique, North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites, May Mandy Concert Hall at noon, tickets $28. Then on Friday and Saturday, April 10th and 11th, Symphony Fantastique, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, May Mandy Concert Hall, performances both days at 8 p.m., tickets $28. Sunday, April 12th, Dvorak Stabat Mater, North Carolina Master Chorale, May Mandy Concert Hall at 3. April 16th through the 19th, Swan Lake, Carolina Ballet Memorial Auditorium. Throughout the centuries of classical ballet, no work more completely defines the art form than Swan Lake. It tells the story of a princess who is turned into a swan by an evil sorcerer's curse, the prince who falls in love with her, and the evil sorcerer's daughter who lures the prince into being unfaithful. Tickets $35.14 to $88.88. Friday and Saturday, April 17th and 18th, Best of Broadway, North Carolina Symphony Pops, May Mandy Concert Hall, tickets $30 to $75. April 18th through the 26th, Mozart's Don Giovanni, North Carolina Opera, Fletcher Opera Theater, tickets $25.43 to $89.13. Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th, Appalachian Spring, North Carolina Symphony at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, April 24th, it is Diana Krall Wildflower Tour, Memorial Auditorium at 8 p.m. Wednesday, April 29th, Mythbusters, Jamie and Adam Unleashed at Memorial Auditorium. May 1st through the 10th, Next to Normal at Fletcher Opera Theater. Tickets $30.96 to $80.06. Friday, May 1st, Appalachian Spring, North Carolina Symphony Friday favorites at May Mandy Concert Hall. Friday, May 1st, In the Mood at Memorial Auditorium. Much more than just a concert. In the Mood is a fully staged tribute to Glenn Miller, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, and all the big band greats of the 40s. Tickets $33.63 to $71.53, showtimes at 2 and 7:30. Friday and Saturday, May 8th and 9th, A Midsummer Night's Dream. North Carolina Symphony Classical Series, tickets $18 to $75. Performance is at 8 p.m. both nights. All right, events coming up at North Hills. The phone number there is 919-881-1146. The Midtown Beach Music Series has grown to become a favorite Thursday evening activity, drawing patrons from all across the state to North Hills to enjoy the most famous beach bands around. The concerts are held at the Commons at North Hills, with events currently scheduled to be held Thursday starting April 23rd and running through August 6th. The Midtown Bluegrass Series features the best of bluegrass. Sunday, April 19th, Midtown Bluegrass, the Snyder Family Band, 5 to 7 p.m. at Midtown Park. These concerts are all 5 to 7 at Midtown Park. Sunday, May 17th, the Vicki Vaughn Band. Sunday, June 21st, the Banksters. Sunday, August 16th, Flat Lonesome. Sunday, September 20th, Billy Strings and Don Julin. Sunday, October 18th, Frank Sullivan and Dirty Kitchen. Other events at North Hill, Saturday, April 21st, or 25th, rather, excuse me, Midtown Music Fest, celebrating everything Raleigh. Midtown Music Fest will feature local vendors from around the area, a spring fashion show, and Raleigh bands, including the Jason Adamo Band, Four Founders, and American Aquarium. The Midtown Music Fest is from 3 to 9 p.m. at Midtown Park on Saturday, April 25th. And then Saturday, June 6th, it's Kickin' It Country. The Kickin' It Country event will include two bands, the Blake Kearney Band and Spare Change, a North Carolina Pork Council-sanctioned barbecue cook-off, kids' activities, local breweries, and vendors from around the area. Proceeds from the event will benefit the Jim Catfish Hunter chapter of the ALS Association and Adventurers for Special Needs. Upcoming North Carolina festivals and events, this presented by or offered by North Carolina Association of Festivals and Events. Saturday, March 28th, High Point Easter Egg Hunt at High Point City Lake Park. Friday and Saturday, April 3rd and 4th, the North Carolina Herring Festival in Jamesville. Saturday, April 4th, Henderson County Easter Egg Hunt, Hendersonville. Saturday, April 4th, Wake Forest Dirt Day, South White Street from 10 to 3. April 8th through the 12th, Grifton Shad Festival. April 11th, historic Hertford Unhilly 100 Bike Ride. Saturday, April 11th, Pig in the Park at Old Waynesboro in Greensboro, or in Goldsboro, rather. Saturday, April 11th, UNC Science Expo in Chapel Hill. Friday, April 17th, A Taste of Duplin in Kenansville. April 23rd through the 26th, Merle Fest in Wilkesboro. April 24th through the 26th, the North Carolina Pickle Festival in Mount Olive. Also 24th through the 26th, the Fayetteville Dogwood Festival. The 24th through the 26th of April also is the Farmville Dogwood Festival. Then Friday and Saturday, April 24th and 25th, the Barbecue Capital Cook-Off in Lexington. Great barbecue there. Saturday, April 25th, Spring Days Arts and Crafts Festival in Cary. And then on Saturday, April 25th, the Washington Marine Market. Duke Performances. The phone number there, 919-660-3356. The box office is 919-684-4444. Friday and Saturday, March 27th and 28th, Ari Picker of Lost in the Trees. Wednesday, April 1st, Vusi Mahalasala at Reynolds Industries Theater. Friday, April 3rd, Duke Performances, Paul Lewis on piano at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, April 4th, it's Cassandra Wilson. Coming Forth by Day, a celebration of Billie Holiday at Carolina Theater. Saturday, April 11th, Jompy Concert No. 4. Friday, April 17th, Artemis Quartet at Baldwin Auditorium. Saturday, April 18th, American Temporary... Let me start that one over. Saturday, April 18th, American Contemporary Music Ensemble, Chamber Music of Carolina Shaw, Motorco Music Hall at 8. Where I had that happen, I have no idea. Okay, at Arts at NC State, Ticket Central in Thompson Hall, call 919-515-1100 or email at ticket-central@ncsu.edu. All events at Thompson Hall's Titmus Theater, unless otherwise noted. Thursday and Friday, March 26th and 27th, the Panoramic Dance Project Concert. March 27th through the 29th, April 8th through the 12th, and April 15th through the 19th. The Burial of Thebes, a version of Sophocles' Antigone at Kennedy McElwee Studio Theater. Sunday, March 29th, Raleigh Civic Chamber Orchestra. Once Upon a Time, Legends, Fairy Tales, and Fantasies for Orchestra, presented by the NC State Music Department. Monday, March 30th, Faculty Trombone Recital, Dr. Wes Parker. Monday, April 6th, Monday Night Student Recital, Price Music Center at 6 p.m. This event is free. Tuesday, April 7th and 8th, Ladies in Red, presented by the NC State Music Department. Thursday, April 9th, Mubeda Sai's Acapella Fest, Tally Student Union at 7. Friday, April 10th, and Friday, April 17th, Choral Concert at Holy Trinity Lutheran Evangelical Church on Clark Avenue in Raleigh. Saturday, April 11th, Grains of Time at Tally Student Union at 7. At Carolina Performing Arts at UNC Chapel Hills Memorial Hall, the phone number there, 919-843-3333. Saturday, March 28th, Brooklyn Rider. The game-changing string quartet Brooklyn Rider returns to Memorial Hall with eclectic repertoire and gripping performances that attract legions of fans and draw rave reviews from classical, world music, and rock critics alike. Concert is at 8, student and single and student tickets start at $10. Wednesday, April 1st, Celebrating Congo. This is in collaboration with UNC's Music Department. This is a free, unticketed event. Tuesday and Wednesday, April 14th and 15th, Martha Graham Dance Company. Single tickets start at $15. Student tickets start at $10. Friday, April 17th, Dorothea Rochman, soprano, and Mitsuko Uchida on piano. Sunday, April 19th, Monteverdi, Vespers of 1610, English Baroque soloists and the Monteverdi Choir featuring Sir John Elliott Gardiner, conductor. Single tickets start at $39, students $10. Tuesday, April 21st, Wendy Whelan, Restless Creature. Tickets start at $19 and student tickets at $10. Saturday, May 2nd, it is Mandolin Orange. Turning to audio description information as provided by Arts Access, the patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place. This helps provide a more robust experience for the listener. Audio description is available at the following area performances. Tuesday, April 7th, 4,000 Miles, Playmakers Repertory Company, UNC Chapel Hill's Paul Green Theater at 7:30. An elderly grandmother with a fading memory opens her door and her life to her wayward grandson. As an overnight couch surf turns into an extended stay, 4,000 miles unearths surprising commonality across generations in this emotionally compelling and humor-filled drama. The box office, 919-962-7529. Tickets start at $15. Also on Tuesday, April 7th, Monumental at Meredith College at 7:30. Friday, April 10th, Jersey Boys at DPAC at 8 o'clock. Once again, these are audio-described performances. Sunday, April 12th, Sunday in the Park with George, Murphy School on Polk Street in Raleigh. Also Sunday, April 12th, Sleeping Beauty, Raleigh Little Theater at 5 o'clock. Sunday, April 19th, Swan Lake Carolina Ballet at Raleigh Memorial Auditorium, 2 p.m. Tuesday, April 21st, Crimes of the Heart, Triad Stage at 7:30. Box office there is 336-272-0160 or 866-579-8499. Sunday, May 3rd, Legally Blonde, Carrie Players, Carrie Arts Center at 3. Saturday, May 9th, Next to Normal, North Carolina Theater, Fletcher Opera Theater at 2. You can purchase tickets through Ticketmaster and information at 919-831-6951. Other audio described performances, Sunday, May 10th, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, Raleigh Little Theater at 3 p.m. Friday, May 15th, Pippin at DPAC at 8 p.m. Pippin is Broadway's high-flying, death-defying hit musical, full of extraordinary acrobatics, wondrous magical feats, and soaring songs from the composer of Wicked. Pippin will lift you up and leave you smiling. Find tickets at 919-680-2787, Ticketmaster at the DPAC Ticket Center. Sunday, May 17th, Cinderella, Carolina Ballet, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Sunday, May 17th, Phantom Toll Booth, Cary Youth Applause, Cary Arts Center at 2 p.m. June 5th, Newsies at DPAC. June 23rd, Common Enemy at Triad Stage. June 26th, The Color Purple, Justice Theater. July 25th, The Buddy Holly Story, North Carolina Theater. Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Thursday, March 26th, Josh Turner. March 27th through the 29th, Stomp. Tuesday, March 31st, John Mellencamp. Friday, April 3rd, Celtic Woman. April 7th through the 12th, it is Jersey Boys. On Wednesday, April 15th, Indigo Girls with the North Carolina Symphony. Friday, April 17th, Rahat Fateh Ali Khan. Saturday, April 18th, An Evening with David Sedaris. April 24th, Chris Tucker. Chris Tucker is an international award-winning actor and comedian best known for playing the role of Detective James Carter in the Rush Hour film series. And April 25th, it is Bob Dylan. Singer, songwriter, poet, whatever you want to call him. Those events all at DPAC, the Durham Performing Arts Center. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.